try to look at it. And resolution. Okay. Okay, remove. Thank you. Okay. 28 October 2015, honorable members. Okay. It was a very short meeting, if you recall, that we're looking at the amendment of Public Service Commission. We must also flag that one, that is still pending. We are waiting for PSC to bring it back to us as a committee. Okay, I assume we move, honorable members, on that one. Thank you so much. That will bring us to the 4th of November 2015. Yeah, it was just a briefing on this areas. Other than that, are we okay with this one, honorable Dawu and Jeff? Thank you so much. That will bring us to the 24th of Feb 2016. We're getting there. Okay, and the second, page 2, page 3. Okay, what do we do? Oh, we're dealing with the MPET one. Yeah. Also, honorable members, also I raised it with the chair, the MPET is a very good tool. If you go to the last 2 years, all the time when you're dealing with the current one, to monitor the performance and whether even their business plan reflects what the MPET results says they must attend to. So we are fine with that. Then we move, Honorable Marvin and Honorable Dawu. Thank you so much. 2nd of March 2016, page 2. Page 3 and 4. Oh yeah, this one also is still pending, this one, in terms of the action, but we are fine with this. Thank you so much. Okay, 13 April 2016. It's so interesting, Honorable Dawu, that me and you, we don't get sick. It's like people working at the...
but we must never find ourselves in a situation like this, like this, where we have minutes from over a year. Because some of us are forgetful, we can't remember everything. And we must never get into this situation again. Understand, I'm not saying blaming anybody, but we must try not to get in the situation.
As is the chair, that we don't go back this one, because from the better half of the few months, we have tried to be on speed with the committee and the minutes as well. So we'll try to rise to the occasion to assist the new chair. Okay. Yeah. Okay, we're fine. Okay. Okay. 15 April 2016. I've skipped one page. Okay. Oh, yeah. My apology, 14 April, I'm very sorry. Okay. I was still present and honorable. Yeah, 14. It's 14. Yeah, I said 14. No, we have done it to me and honorable Dow. We have done it with 14. With 13. Now we're going to 14 April. One, we apologize. We'll also consult with the main attendance register. We'll take that one. We'll include your name, honorable member. Thank you. Let's go then to 14. Honorable members, thank you. 14 then. It's almost one pager. we are fine with this one. You see, Honorable Kasim, in this committee we do notice the objections. Eh? So it's we're a little bit trying to be better. Eh? Thank you. We also move and thank you. 4th of May 2016, Honorable Members. Oh yes, yeah. Okay, it will be... that's not fair. That's really not fair. Can we flag it as well and just put it on the other side so that we don't forget there are two now that we have flagged. Okay. Okay, that will bring us to the 10th of May, 2016, Honorable Members. As well here, Honorable Dawa, I don't see.
Yeah, I apologize. This one and the next one, I wasn't here at the time.
So two conservative meetings. Okay. Oh, yeah, we're towards elections and all. Yeah. May we also put it aside, Honorable Members, although there was not much, but still. That will bring us to the 25th of May, Honorable Members. Yeah, even this one as well. 25th of May, because also your good self, Honorable Marvin, you are not here. Who? Velma? Oh, yes, Velma. It's me and you. Oh, let me... Oh, yeah. My apology about that. I'm really, really sorry. Honorable Velma? Anything to say for the 25th of May? Okay, we are fine with that one. Okay. Thank you so much. First, almost all of us were here. Can you see, Honorable Marvin, that we are doing what we say? Yeah, now we can smile. Okay, Honorable Members, page 1, page 2. No, but it's important as well. We correct that. Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah. Okay, can we just make sure that we program it correctly for the computer to master it? Okay. Page 3, Honorable Members. Page 4, page 5, page 6. We had a lot to say here. Are we fine with that? Honorable Kasim? You are not here? Oh, yes, okay. Yes, the 8th Feb 2017. We'll correct your surname, Honorable Member.
No,
that is not going to help us. Okay, that will bring us, Honorable Members, if we are fine. Oh, okay. Honorable Kasim?
Jill, can I speak on resolution?
Yes, okay.
The last page, page 6. Jill, there's two things here. The first one is we had, I know that it was discussed around the NYDA Act, that we should be reviewing the NYDA Act. I don't know if that is the resolution of the committee. But I just wanted to raise that because we didn't formally discuss afterwards as a committee, is this what we are agreeing on as a resolution. These are requests, some of these are requests that were made and agreed to during the course of the committee. The second thing, 6.4, is very, I don't think it needs to change, but I just wanted to make the point that that should be very broad. When we say that they were supposed to report on the impact of their programs, there were specifics that we had actually asked for under, it can be grouped under the impact of the programs. It will just maybe be important to refer back to the answer as to making sure when they have reported or when we ask them for them to report on that, they include those details. So we ask, for example, of the people that you have given bursaries, how many of them have actually graduated? You understand? And there were other things as well that the small businesses and how long and all of. So on that impact, it's actually a very detailed report that we are looking for. I just wanted to raise that as a point, but I wasn't sure on the point of reviewing the NYDA Act, whether that is a resolution of the committee.
Honorable Father Bat?
Just on page 5.1, I think those dates of November should be 2016.
Page 5.
Yeah. It reads 2017 November.
Thanks so much, Honorable Member. Honorable Kasim, let's come back to your point. I know that we raise it, but I would suggest that probably we shouldn't take it as a resolution because there are certain, we should workshop the act first and say what are the gaps. So when we raise it, it's because we're from the NYDA ad hoc committee, also one of the, most of the applicants actually, they raised that one. But I would say it must be on the body, on discussions. Then, probably on our one of our activities to action, without clouding with this recommendation here, we must flag it. So when we come back with the dashboard, then we must put it there also as well, to say we need a dedicated day, because there was a feeling that we must also look at that, so that we know what we can't just say we need to look at the act without saying exactly what you want to achieve about it and what is wrong there or what is missing. I don't know whether it covers your point.
Yeah, I just, unless I'm missing it, I don't see it under the deliberations.
Okay.
Is it there?
No, it's not. I think it must go under the deliberations.
Sure, I'm happy with that. Yeah.
It is an important item as well. Honorable members, we are cool. Thank you. With that, then we are fine. But I would suggest that on our administration, as we approve, in particular the one that has got departments to come back to us, the very same point that Honorable Kasim has raised, when we write to them, we must also specify so that they are clear, because we want also to measure the impact and our investment on young people. Okay. With that, Honorable Members, I think we've done very well. Today's meeting was dedicated for the minutes only. So other minutes then, we will deal with them next week as a business as usual in terms of the two last sets of minutes, and then we'll be on track with the minutes. But also I'll request that the administration will include these 3 minutes that we have flagged for the outstanding ones. Honorable Kasim?
Mine is just a question, Chairperson. I mean, would this mean now that we've adopted all of these minutes going back to 2015? There'll be a raft of reports. Or have the reports been adopted? Because I'm sure the minutes must be first be adopted before the reports are adopted. So I'm not sure that procedure would there be a, is there a whole, is there a stack of outstanding reports that must also be adopted, or is that not the case?
No, with the committee we don't have any outstanding reports. This one will go through like we have adopted these ones. So administration will channel it administratively. It will reflect as minutes as a package unless from their side, as a committee, we think that there are items that we want to discuss, but it won't necessarily go through the minutes in terms of the minutes for discussion from the House. But it will go through so that it allows then the Speaker from the House to write to his respective departments to say, on this day, this committee discussed this, and then these are the recommendations, attend to them. But I'm saying we mustn't wait for that because it takes time. We must also, as I requested, that then on our dashboard, we also pick up the issues that are outstanding. The old members will assist new members to say, these ones we have dealt with them. This is the how, and make reference to, what you call it, to the records. Because also the dashboard that I've requested the administration to produce, which we have been having it even since we started, is all that we're not paying much attention to look at it all the time. It does say that these are the things that we agreed, even starting from the workshop that Emta will remember that we had it in Johannesburg or something like that. Those things, I'll request that probably not later than month end. We also double check that one. I know I've updated it, but we'll include this minutes because I didn't include it, so that also members will know that these are the things, the action things that, and we've dealt with this one. These are outstanding. And those ones, the ongoing concern is the routine workings of the committee that we need to just to pay attention to them. With that, honorable members, may I thank all of us and wish you all the best. Take care. I'll see you. I don't know whether we're going to get good news and all that. Thanks. All the best, honorable members. Thanks for coming. Thank you so much. Bye.